This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world loses a hero, although it was a life well lived and a very long life at 95. The final flight for John Glenn, an astronaut who really captured our imaginations. No question about it. He played a big role in space. He was the first American to orbit the Earth. He was a fighter pilot in two wars. He set a transcontinental speed record. He served 24 years in the Senate from Ohio. And I can tell you one thing about John Glenn, as I had the pleasure of interviewing him once as I was just a rookie reporter, and he treated me so nicely and was just a delight to talk to. I can remember that conversation as if it were yesterday. He liked his movies. So in honor of John Glenn, it just works out that way. We're going to take you to the movies, and the first one up, as you put your feet up for this cheap movie review with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN, we take you to this new movie that's shaking things up called Miss Sloane.
Loving is about foresight. But anticipating your opponent's moves.
He's your enemy now.
And devising countermeasures.
How the hell did she manage that?
You're a piece of work, Elizabeth.
I was hired to win. I use whatever resource I have.
You want to lead the fight on gun control?
There's over 5 million of us, and we're armed.
Start an inquisition.
They will throw you in jail for contempt of Congress.
The winner lost one step ahead of the opposition.
We have to make it personal.
You know the word annihilate? It means reduced to nothing.
This is more important than my career.
Is money bothering?
You crossed the line.
Genius.
Bugging and timing.
Completely unbelievable.
It's about making sure you surprise them. And they don't surprise you.
All right, Miss Sloane, you can recognize probably the voice in that movie. It's wide release, and I think it's going to do pretty good. It's a drama, long movie, 2 hours and 12 minutes. You figure you get there, you settle in, and it's an experience, right? But Jessica Chastain is the lead role, and she's a lobbyist, and it's this whole gun thing. And we certainly live that, as we talk about it here on ATN. And now it's that whole DC political thriller kind of thing. And I think it's going to do pretty well. If it doesn't do well actually at the movies, I think it'll do well when it streams. But I think it has a good shot, let's put it that way. All right, for something completely different and on a less serious note, fun, frivolity, and big mistakes in this one called Office Christmas Party.
Ooh, somebody's getting fired.
Oh, no. It's my sister.
You're having a Christmas party tonight?
So it's not a Christmas party. It's a non-denominational holiday mixer. More inclusive.
Well, whatever you call it, it's not happening.
All right. It's canceled.
Hey, idiot, I'm looking right at you.
Okay. We're not doing it.
We'll still do it.
This branch is failing. I'm shutting you down.
You got to give us a little bit of time to turn this around.
All right. If by some miracle you can close Walter Davis and his $14 million account, your jobs are safe.
Done. You'll see. You're going to look so stupid.
Then we'll finally have something in common.
It's all me!
leave!
Guys, what if we show him the greatest time of his life at our Christmas party tonight? This is how we save everybody's job.
It's not the worst idea.
Walter, do you party?
I used to.
It's F-word Christmas, B-word. Let's get mother F-word drunk.
It's my birthday.
Ah, I'm really committing. That's nice.
Light the candle.
Merry Christmas! Right down the chimney, folks!
Yeah! Greatest party ever. Hashtag open bar.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
I am the CEO of Xenotech. Please just drive.
I just dropped off four people there at that party tonight. They gave me 3 stars like a bunch of...
Did you just say?
I said they were a bunch of...
Tonight, the decisions you make will have consequences that will haunt you for the rest of your professional lives.
Pull over or I will shoot your penis in the face.
I love America!
He meant to swing there.
Where'd you get these?
Be better if I didn't say.
All right, so you get the gist. Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, T.J. Miller, Kate McKinnon, Olivia Munn, a whole bunch of those kinds of people. Big cast. 1 hour, 45 minutes, naughty, naughty, R, bad stuff at the office party, things that would normally probably get you fired in real life. And finally, the last one, the bounce back.
You got 2 segments on that national show. I need you to nail both of them.
Everything's going to be fun.
What if she says, why isn't the relationship expert in a relationship? Huh? Yeah, fix your face.
Please welcome my next guest.
Relationship expert Matthew Taylor.
We're back with Matthew Taylor, author of The Bounce Back.
We love this book.
How many of you are here because you've had your heart broken recently?
That's original.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a therapist.
The problem with therapy is even once you understand your pain, it doesn't really help you let it go.
Quick fixes like yours are always a scam.
That really sucks. Can I buy you a coffee?
Truce.
Let's make it a drink.
Yeah. Who's that?
That's my little angel.
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Jeff.
I'm sorry about that.
The producers of Entertainment Tonight called. They want you on the show with her.
It's kind of a big deal.
We're not doing it.
How come?
Because we don't like you. He doesn't mean that.
Yes,
like
I do.
Don't lie. I don't.
The best-selling book and 2 celebrity experts with very different opinions.
Well, my book has sold millions of copies.
Well, I think you're a very good-looking guy.
That's the first time she's actually given me a compliment.
I've seen you guys on TV together. If you like him, please be his girlfriend. He needs one.
You know I'm standing right here. I can hear you.
I have seen a lot.
I was sure that it was going to last forever. I was wrong.
I want to love
Kristen.
Everything I've got.
Her? Really? Her?
I created a philosophy to keep me from getting hurt. If someone's going to rip me to shreds, I'd like it to be you.
All right, bounce back. If you want to bounce back, go to the office party and then ultimately see Miss Sloan, the trifecta. If you go and see a movie, send me your cheap movie review at americatonight.net and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Get past me, forget past the hitman. Get on down, get on down, get on. I want to get on your good book. Get on your good book. Get on your good book. Your good book. Go down your good, that don't say ow, ow. But so will people, I don't ever get your mind.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV.
Holidays, everybody, and of course I'm saying that if you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, hopefully you're doing it with family and you got a little bit of time to chill. That's from all of us here on America Tonight, especially me, Kate Delaney. I sincerely mean it. I appreciate all the support, and we see that love and support from all of you whenever I check my mail, because I've said this before, but I'll remind everybody, you can go to GCNlive.com and you can download download the archives. You can also go to TuneIn.com, and I know a lot of people do that there because we've got well over 1,000 people doing that who are following the show, who are following America Tonight. So spread the word, and you can listen to it any time of the day if you are off or your schedule's changed or you found us and you don't have the kind of schedule that you can catch us live. And that's why I think we get so much mail, so we appreciate that. On that note, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one here is from Trey. Kate, I got to tell you, I like some of the moves of Donald Trump. I heard you just the other night on your show talking about the fact that he had done a smart thing, you thought, in Barbara McMahon, the woman who ran a couple of times for the Senate in Connecticut and lost, but has a great business background, and I think you explained it, the fact that really it wasn't like they had two nickels to rub together, her and her husband Vince, but that they built this empire, WWE, and the entertainment wrestling world, and certainly come from the small business background. And I think she is a very good person to select for that position. Some of the others that Trump has picked, I'm not so sure about, and then I like a few of the others too as well. But pretty much that's, like you said, it's about that cabinet and who ultimately he surrounds himself with. Yes, absolutely. Because no matter ideologies, what you like, don't like, it is completely, if you go back into our history, if you look at any company, if you look at yourself and what you do, who do you surround yourself with? Who are your advocates? Who's smart around you that you lean on when you don't know how to do X, Y, Z? You could break it down even that way. But on a much bigger scale, and of course, what we care about is the, what we care about is what's happening with our country, right? And we'll see. I do like the fact that people are, many people, left of left, Democrats, etc., are saying, you know what, he's our president, let's give him a chance, I'm going to be his biggest fan, I want something, you know, I want the best for America. Well, I agree. We want the best for America. Let's start there. And it's, and we'll see. We'll see what goes on. All right, and I'm going to move to this, too, because I got something this morning from Joseph, who said, Kate, did you know that there was an earthquake about 100 miles off of the Northern California coast? It's always a reminder to Californians that they are an earthquake away. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that they're an earthquake away. I lived in California, and not being from California, and of course growing up in the East Coast, how many times did people tell me Californians weren't overly worried about earthquakes because they knew how to be, I'll say some of them knew how to be earthquake prepared, but people would ask me that, what do you have in your car, and just kind of pay attention, and sure enough, there was an earthquake when I was there, and I only felt the aftershocks and the effect of the original, I was in Santa Barbara, the original earthquake, and it was like a very crazy kind of rolling feeling, and the Californians I worked with immediately ducked, you know, and knew what to do, and the rest of us were just like, wow, nothing happened, but it was just kind of that warning that, yeah, this is California. So there was no tsunami threat. It happened in the morning at about 6:50 in the morning, and there was a little bit of light shaking as far south as San Francisco, so San Franciscans probably felt it. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Todd. Kate, I know you were talking about this a lot, and thank you for giving out information about how people could help with the fires, the Gatlinburg fires and everything that happened in Tennessee, because it's just so sad, the amount of loss of life and then, of course, property, etc. And it's terrible what's happened in the Great Smokies. It is terrible what's happened. In fact, if we go back and reopen how many people were killed, 14 people were killed, and 134 people were injured. I mean, heavy damage, of course, to the resort area there, and a lot of families in the Great Smoky Mountains are just devastated. I mean, you know, they're trying to kind of resume those day-to-day operations. They've got a paw through these areas, these subdivisions, and they're trying to do what they can to help the people. Of course, this is what you're combing through the ashes, basically. It's a terrible, terrible, tragic end of life and of the way of life and all of that. And you heard these stories where people were trying to get out, but they couldn't see. They went right into the fire. There was no way they could, you know, survive. Very, very sad. You know, I was reading a story about some of the fire victims, and some of the fire victims included a mom and two daughters. And there was this poor, I remember seeing this guy on, maybe there was a clip of him on the air or something. His name was Michael Reed, and he was desperately searching for his wife and his two kids. And he said that he had been separated from his family after they heard a fire was burning out of control near their home in Gatlinburg. And he and his 15-year-old son left the families, in the families only, you know, car, whatever, to see what side of the road the fire was burning on. They got stuck in traffic because people were leaving, getting away from the fire. And that's when he got a panicked call from his wife. And she said the flames were across the street from the house. And, you know, so, gosh, can you just imagine what that's like? The daughters were 12 and 9. Ooh, that's rough. You know, that puts a face on this whole thing. Terribly, terribly sad. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, before I forget, Merry Christmas to you and to your family. I hope you get to spend some time with your family, as I know you are close to them and have talked about them over the years. It's a good time for people to reacquaint themselves with family, and hopefully, and you say this a lot, they get a chance to have a break in all the madness as we get ready for a new year. What's going on with the Michigan recount? I haven't heard the latest. Well, the latest is a judge ordered the Michigan Board of Elections to stop the electoral recount, and that happened just the other day. It's kind of dissolved what they call a temporary restraining order against the Board of Elections that allowed the recount to continue. So Jill Stein, and what's happening there is she's saying it's disheartening that a judge gave in to Donald Trump and the Michigan Republicans and lifted an emergency order that had kicked off the recount. In her motion, she argued against a Tennessee ruling by the state of Michigan Court of Appeals in favor of stopping the recount. So, you know, they had a previous case that they could point to. So, you know, the fraud and the mistakes, it's knowing that there was huge violations, they're saying they're not finding that, and that this is just an expensive publicity stunt, and it's arduous, and it's just craziness, and it doesn't make any sense. Now, in Wisconsin, they have not stopped the recount process. They're trying to stop it. People are trying to stop it, but it hasn't stopped. A member, Stein, raised about $7 million to fund the whole recount thing, and that's how that all got started, because this was going to cost so much money to be able to recount the, you know, recount the votes. And so there they said, you know, no, but in Wisconsin that has not happened yet at this point. So how about that? It's again, it's just one of those things where I think you want to, of course, we want the cleanest elections we can get, but if they know, if you look at the numbers and the numbers aren't there, well, then you are just burning through money. You got to say that. I mean, really, honestly. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Dan Perkins about the pipeline and the upset with an Indian nation. He says they should have been involved in the first place. We're going to go there next on America Tonight.
We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And once again, thrilled to welcome to the show Dan Perkins to talk about the pipeline and all the controversy.
We have to find a more efficient way, by the way. Always, Kate, thank you for having me. I love being on your show. We have to find a more efficient way to tap into the fracking oil that's coming out of the Dakotas, because I believe that once Mr. Trump takes office, we will start construction relatively quickly on the Keystone Pipeline to finish that network. And the Dakota Pipeline will help tie into the Keystone Pipeline to bring crude oil down to the, not only the shipping terminals, but the refineries all out through Texas and through the Gulf of Mexico. I believe that if we do these things and we allow the brackers to start drilling again or expand their drilling, I believe it's possible, Kate, we will be energy independent by the end of 2017. And that's important for national security, for stability of our economy, because I think OPEC is on the road to self-destruction with what they're doing with oil. But let me give you the backstory on the Dakota Pipeline.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've heard about it, how much you've heard about it, so if I'm redundant to you, I apologize, but maybe your audience hasn't heard. This pipeline goes across several Indian Nation reservations. All Indian tribes have been involved in the process of discussing and planning the route of this pipeline, except one, and that's the group that's protesting. My information is that they had never participated in a single meeting as his pipeline was being designed, laid out, and discussed. All the other Indian nations that it crosses have all agreed to do it, and yet we're not building it because of whatever the reason they people have, the rest of the Indian nations have approved it. There's one Indian nation who really never represented itself in any of the meetings and discussions and the planning over the years of this pipeline. Now all of a sudden decide they want to come in and try and stop it. And I don't think it's been fairly reported that the vast majority of the Indian nations whose land this pipeline will cross have agreed to have it built because they think it's good. It'll provide jobs for the Native Americans. And they don't seem to have a problem with the route. Now the Corps of Engineers, because this one nation decided at the last minute they wanted to say no, is now in the process of trying to redraft a plan to have it built, but built in a different direction to satisfy this one Indian nation.
Yeah, and so if you think of the pipeline, it's, you know, whatever, 1,172 miles long. So for the Army Corps of Engineers, for what they're doing and trying to reroute that, how much does that push this project back?
It's going to push it back for several years.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a current administration, as you know, Kate, has been very politically correct, and over the last 8 years has focused on the minorities, not focusing on the majority. And the majority spoke in the presidential election, and it's caused a lot of problems for some of the Democrats who didn't pay any attention to white people. And so this idea that we can change everything on a dime because now a party to the transaction chose not to attend any of the meetings, now decides they want to stake out a claim, we have to change things. So it'll be delayed, but I agree that Mr. Trump wants it. We want to create an infrastructure. In my second book in the trilogy, Kate, there is a pipe of the oil and natural gas pipeline network in the United States. It's a massive pipeline network, and we've built tens of thousands of miles of natural gas and oil pipelines with very, very few, consider the amount that's underground, very, very few accidents. So I don't think it's an issue of potential spill or anything. I think there's a political agenda issue here, and I think perhaps some of the leaders of the Indian nation who chose in this case not to participate find themselves embarrassed that they're building the pipeline and their members were asking questions and they couldn't answer because they were never at the meetings, so they're opposing it now.
Yeah, so they never had their say in the first place and they didn't know more about it. That makes complete sense that anybody in the tribe would be like, whoa, what are you talking about? What do you say to environmentalists and others who say, well, geez, what about what could happen there and, you know, oh, that sacred land and whatnot?
I think from an environmental standpoint, the record of the pipeline industry in the United States, the lower 48, and even up in Alaska, considering how much oil we pump through those pipelines, and the changes to build that Prudhoe pipeline to all new technology that was discovered, the pipeline industry in the United States has a very good safety and anti-pollution record, in my opinion. What do you say to the tribe about native lands? I'm not trying to be harsh here, Kate.
Yeah.
Go to the meetings and participate when they're talking about it, as opposed to waiting till after everything's been decided to say that you're going to protect the native land. I understand that it's important to protect sacred ground, but when all of the other nations say that they were fine with it, the route and everything else, I just find it highly suspect that only one nation, and the nation who never participated in the meetings, now objects to it because it's going across sacred ground. So I'm leery of what is their motive in trying to do this.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'd ask you another question. What did you think of Donald Trump, the president-elect's choice of the head of the EPA and Scott Pruitt?
It's interesting. The headline is on Drudge this morning is the attorney general who is suing the EPA is not going to run the EPA.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of people who supported Mr. Trump, myself being one of them. I'm not ashamed to say that, very early on and stayed with him. They're beginning to understand the dynamic of a person with business experience making decisions about how government should run and function. And I thought one of the most telling moments, and if you think about it in the context, here's a man who's a multi-billionaire saying to the government to spend $4 billion for Air Force One when the original contract was for $126 million. too much. It's too much. Don't do it. Some, especially people on the left, have a hard time understanding that as a businessman, you make decisions about how you allocate your resources. And so the fact that he's bringing in a guy who obviously knows the law, was involved in suing the EPA for their overregulation and their undue constraints on energy and energy production in the United States, to a political agenda that didn't make sense, whether it's coal, natural gas, or oil, to try and force an agenda of solar and wind on the country, the American people just basically had enough. And so they're beginning to realize that, and this is what's scaring the left, Kate, is that Mr. Trump is a businessman. He understands allocations of capital and resources. He is going to drain the swamp. He's going to reduce the size of government, try and make it more efficient, and spend our taxpayers' dollars as wisely as he can. So I'm not surprised at the appointment. I think it makes all the sense in the world. Who better to decide to run the EPA than somebody who has filed litigation against the EPA and wants to stop what it is they're doing, which Mr. Trump wants to stop also. So I think it's a great pick.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I think that actually there may be a couple of hairy days or so, but I think that that gets approved, especially if you look at the makeup of Congress. I don't think it's going to get that confirmation is going to get hung up.
Can I ask you a fair question?
Yeah.
Does it bother you that there might be three generals in the cabinet?
No, actually, I think that's a good thing. What do you think?
I think it's a terrific thing. You're bringing a set of disciplines and structure.
Yeah.
The one that, because of my relationship with our foundation for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, I'm waiting to see who he's going to pick to run the Veterans Administration.
Because that's
a close one to me. So I want to see that. I don't think you and I have talked since my newest book came out.
Yeah, you have the trilogy, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile.
Yeah, but I have a fourth book now, which is called, it's a total departure for me, Kate, and it's important to understand why I wrote it, but it's a story based on Celtic history, and it's called Peter the Little Irish Seal. It's a children's book, and it's designed to be a read-to-me book for ages 2 to 7. It's on my website, danperkins.guru. There's a special package, which is the hard copy book, a stuffed plush seal, which is spectacular, and 10% of the proceeds go to help fund our foundation for Songs and Stories. But I wrote it, Kate, because my son is married to a young woman who's Irish heritage, and they go back to Ireland, and they've been married for a number of years, and they keep coming back, and they keep telling us that her family members in Ireland are concerned and worried about the destruction that's going on in Ireland with the immigration of all the Muslims who are trying to change the law. They want Sharia law to be the law. They're trying to get rid of all the representations of Irish heritage and history. And this story of Peter the Little Irish Seal is a story from Celtic tradition that goes back to the 5th century. It's a story about a special kind of seal called a Selkie who has the ability, if he chooses or she chooses, to convert into a human being. And it's a story about a mother and a child, the mother, Mama Kim, and Peter, and we meet him at 3 days old, how she teaches him to be a seal, but also understand his special power. And it's a beautiful concept of Irish mythology. And I did it because I wanted to be able to create something tangible that grandparents can give to grandchildren that's preserving a part of Celtic history that helps define who they are as great storytellers. So it's a wonderful children's book. The illustrations are absolutely unbelievable. It's available in paperback and hard copy, but the special offer is hard copy. And then, after the first of the year, I'm in final edit for the next installment, and this is going to be Ted Baker in Search of Terrorist Gold, which will be a continuation of the adventures of the Pathfinder, should be out after the first of the year. And then I'm about 83 chapters into my next one, which will be historical fiction, my first venture in that, and that will be out late 2017. And it's titled Abraham Lincoln and the Second Assassin.
Wow. Well, you are prolific, my friend. We can't wait for all of that. And certainly, Peter the Irish Seal will send people there again. Where can they go to get that?
DanPerkins.guru. If they want the special package, if they just want to buy the book, they can do it at Amazon at Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. Dan, happy holidays. Merry, merry to you.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Tonight, always a pleasure to welcome Tom Harris to the show. He's the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. You know, a lot was made about Al Gore's visit with President-elect Donald Trump in New York City. So the curiosity level has really ratcheted up. Is Trump kind of messing around with the reporters who are hanging around in the lobby of Trump Tower? Is there something else going on with Al Gore? I thought we'd go to Tom and ask him to answer those questions. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, it turns out that Al Gore was in there to see Trump, and I think Al Gore looks at Trump's background and says, look, this fellow was on the side of climate alarmism very recently, so maybe he'll change back. I mean, you have to remember that Trump and three of his four children signed an open letter to President Obama and Congress supporting what they called measures to control climate change, which, of course, is impossible, but regardless, they said, please don't postpone the Earth. If we fail to act now, it's scientifically irrefutable that there will be catastrophic and irreversible consequences for humanity and our planet. Now, that was only 7 years ago, and as recently as 2014, he gave $5,000 to a climate activist group. So, I mean, I think Gore is hoping that Trump will change sides again, and there's a lot of pressure for him to do it. There's several open letters from scientists that just came out, and, you know, so let's hope he's wrong.
I like that. Let's hope he's wrong. I mean, so you know this. I talked about your title, and you've been involved in this area. You're a climate change expert. And what do you say when people say, but Tom, look at the evidence, and didn't you see Leo DiCaprio's film where he went all around the world and talked about the resources, and what about what's happening with the great ice melt? What do you say when people tell you we have evidence that there's things that are happening and the world is exploding, the planet's exploding?
Well, I tell them, don't look at the evidence. Yeah, the evidence that the media say that these things are happening is not real evidence. That's simply evidence that the media are saying that, and it's evidence that the government is saying that. But, you know, you really should just go to the basic data yourself, and you can do that very easy. I mean, if you go to the NOAA.gov website, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, you can see when all the extreme weather records, for example, were set for every single state in the union. And what you see, and I have Florida is on the screen right now, the maximum temperature of 109 degrees Fahrenheit was set in 1931. Okay, minimum temperature in 1899. Most rain was in 1980, which is the most recent. Most snowfall and snow depth were both in 1954. What you find is that there actually has been a decrease in extreme weather if you look at the actual data. This year and last year, there was not a single record set for statewide records in all of these different categories. And you know, Kate, if, in fact, extreme weather were not increasing or decreasing, over a period of, you know, this is since 1880, you would expect, yeah, on average, there'd be three records set every year. You know, like maybe the highest temperature in New York or the biggest hailstone in Kansas or things like that. But as I said, there were no records set this year or last year. And in the previous 4 years, there was only one record set. You have to go back to the 1930s to find out when records were being set frequently. And the same thing relates to sea level. The same thing relates to temperature. The same thing relates to all these things, the ice. I mean, this year, there was 1 million square kilometers more sea ice in the summer in the Arctic than there was in 2012. So, you know, yes, indeed, look at the evidence. Don't just listen to the press. Go check it yourself.
I like that. Check it yourself. What are the biggest questions that you get from people? I can imagine that you get, you know, lots of emails, lots of people reaching out to you. What are the biggest concerns?
Well, the biggest concern is, well, what if you're wrong? What if, in fact, we are heading for catastrophic climate change? And I say, well, then that would be a catastrophe. But what if we're going to be hit by a large iron asteroid in the middle of a city? Yeah, that would be a catastrophe, too. You have to look at the likelihood of these things happening, not just the possible outcome. You know, and I've written articles about that. And basically, the likelihood of dangerous human-caused climate change, because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, oh, do humans cause climate change? Well, yeah, of course we do. When we cut down a forest and put up parking lots, I mean, yeah, we cause some local climate change. And we're probably causing climate change on a global basis as well, with industrialization and with CO2 emissions. But none of that is the question. I mean, you know, the temperature averaged over the Earth, according to the UN itself, and, you know, it may very well be exaggerated, but they say that the temperature has increased only about 1.5 degrees since 1880. Okay? I mean, what are we getting excited for? I mean, that's pretty hypochondriac, you know. Richard Lindzen from MIT, he says that's like a person measuring their body temperature to tenths of a degree and saying, oh, my God, I had an increase of 0.2 degrees, and I need medication. Well, yeah, they need medication, all right, but not for their body temperature. I mean, the fact is, most of this really is hypochondriac. We're looking at relatively tiny changes. 7 inches per century is the sea level rise over the past century. Now, I don't know of any city that can't afford to put up a 7-inch wall to protect things right at sea level if you give them a century. You know, I mean, geez, this is ridiculous. And so what we really need to do is say, look, how is the money being spent? And the money, it's $1 billion a day right now on climate finance, and it turns out that only 6% of it goes to helping real people now adapt to real climate change, because, you know, climate changes, and we have increasing deserts in Somalia and places like that. These are natural changes that occur all the time, but they don't get any of the money. We let them suffer because we're spending almost all of that $1 billion a day trying to stop what might happen in the year 2080. And many people, even on the left, are starting to say, Well, that's pretty crazy. You know, that's like having your child bleeding to death in front of you, and you say, oh, well, I wonder what university you're going to go to. Well, guy, you know, I mean, this solve the real problems now, and there are plenty of them around the world. You know, not worry about the year 2080 based on computer models that actually don't work. I mean, the whole thing has become insane, and it's not really a left-right issue. I'm meeting more and more left-wingers who actually think it's crazy, too, but they're afraid to say so because it's become like an ideal of the left, and of course it's become super politically incorrect. So I'm trying actually more and more to reach out to left-wingers and say, look, do you care about health care? Do you care about a third of all American bridges on the verge of falling down? Well, then you'd better care about climate change because it's getting all your money.
Yeah, and as you say, that's money that could be directed to help in other areas so that the areas that are so significant are actually being denied in a way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As I say, a third of all American bridges, according to my cousin, who is a bridge expert, he fixes them. He says a third of them are in such dire need of repair that they'll be falling down soon if you don't fix them. You know, so, I mean, a third of all your bridges, that's going to be trillions of dollars. And yet, you're wasting trillions of dollars trying to convert from coal. You're the Saudi Arabia of coal, and
right.
It provides 21% of Florida's electricity, so it's still pretty significant. You're going to spend trillions of dollars building pipelines to use natural gas all over the place, which may be plentiful, but you still have to build the infrastructure, and yet you got coal already set up, and it's doing fine. Yeah, if you want to reduce the pollution, sure, bring in more pollution control. But that kind of money, you know, is simply being wasted on those activities. And using natural gas for electricity generation, that's like a reverse Midas touch. That's like turning gold into lead, okay? Because natural gas is a special fuel. It's great for home heating. It's great for cooking and all kinds of industrial processes. And increasingly, it's good for transportation. But, you know, coal is the ideal fuel for base load. And the same with nuclear and hydropower, depending on where you live in the country. So this conversion to natural gas away from coal, it sounds good on the surface because we have lots of natural gas.
Right.
But you got to build all this stuff. You know, just knock it off. And I'm so glad to see that Trump has chosen Scott Pruitt to be the EPA administrator. I don't know if you saw that in the news.
I did, yeah.
It's hilarious. Kate, you know, he's one of the guys suing the EPA for the Clean Power Plan.
Right, so he knows all about it. And so for Trump, that was a huge right turn in looking at, okay, he knows the ins and outs of what's really happening.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, often people will ask me, well, what about these open letters signed by scientists? And on December 6th, just 2 days ago, there was an open letter signed by 800 energy and earth sciences researchers. But the letter's riddled with mistakes. Okay, they call plant fertilizing carbon dioxide. They call it carbon pollution. They say the science on their side is unequivocal, which means there can be no other explanation. But that's impossible. I mean, that's totally irrational. Science is never unequivocal, especially one this immature. And then they say, virtually all scientists agree. All climate scientists agree with them. Well, no. Like, I mean, dozens of open letters. There was even a statement that you've probably seen, signed by 31,000 American scientists expressing doubt about man-made climate change. So, man, these guys must be living in it, you know, in their basement, never get out.
Right. It's interesting. It says it's good, worthy's closer examination. Tom Harris, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to everybody else for listening to this hour of the show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.